Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, so what happened to my sound right there, man? Had my music playing, that Rick Ross in the background, that Hip I Am joint. Anyway, you already know what it is, DJ Gasly, a.k.a. Mr. Rolling Sexy. We're back on the air, WBMG Radio. It's the spotlight with DJ Gasly. Been up the air for a little while, for a couple of months, had some personal things going on, some business issues I had to deal with. Kind of put all that behind me and decided, you know, to bring my Blog Talk Radio show back. A lot of people asking for it, a lot of authors, entertainers, and people were saying, hey, man, bring the show back. We need you. You know, it was kind of cool. So we got the show back on the air. Now we're going to have people calling in. So we're going to have some people, you know, give them shout outs, talk a little bit about what's been happening with me, what's been happening with you. And everything concerning music, sports, entertainment, and the book business. For anybody who's joining me, I'm Jeff Wilson, longtime DJ, aspiring author, public access, TV producer, TV talk show host, and fan of all genres in African American literature. I just decided to, you know, come back, get back in the business, get back on the radio, show some love to all these people out there that supported me. You may know me as the founder of DJ Gas, the book of the WB Media Group. Been over, about 8 or 9 years interviewing, getting to know hundreds of African American artists and publishers, and, you know, just kind of my way of getting back. So until the callers start calling in, I want to give a shout out to some people who supported me from day one. And Jonathan Royal out of DC, Tamika Newhouse, Fabulous Feet, Gentleman Soul, Pamela Hamilton, Double T Hamilton, Mikey Brownson, David McGowan, Sarita Tell, Laquita SK, A.D. Burks, Shandy Green Dowdell, Lena Ching, Chain Mosley, Lyric, Leo Sullivan, celebrated publisher, best-selling author, Lola Band, Shantae, Pinky Lee Taylor, Swift, Terry Young, Marcus Johnson, and Courtney Hicks, just to name a few. In the meantime, I got some new technical things I'm going to get with. Y'all rock out to this music, man. All right, yeah, a little bit of technical difficulty. Been off the air for a minute. You got it, Poppy. You got to get it right. That's on the air right now. Who's just calling in? All right, DJ Gatsby, we're in the building, man. Who's just calling in right now? 314 area code.
This is Shirai Tunstall from St. Louis, Missouri.
Shirai Tunstall, Arthur.
Yep, Arthur Shirai. Yes, me.
All right, my man, thanks for calling in. We had a little problem. I ain't been on the air in a minute, man, and trying to get this Blog Talk thing together. But real quick, man, thanks for being a supporter. You know, I've been following you on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You know, I like the way you move and the things you do. Real quick, for the people that don't know who you are, man, tell them, you know, what's up with you, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Well, I'm St. Louis born and raised. I'm an author here. My latest novel, Beaten Eyes, recently came out Tuesday, and I'm just trying to push my book, trying to hustle, because it's been almost 2 years since I had a book out, and I'm just trying to get back in the game again.
Yeah, man, well, congratulations on your past success, man, and good luck on your future endeavors. Again, I'm following you, you know, and anything I can do to support a brother, you know, in this business, man, basically in any business, man, you know, we got to support each other 100%, no matter who we are and what we do. You know, when you succeed, I succeed. And when we succeed, everybody succeeds, man. Listen, tell them how they can follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and social media, man.
I'm on Instagram under Sherrod the Arthur, and Facebook, you can just type my name in, Sherrod Tunstall. I'm right there. And Twitter, I'm the same as Instagram, Sherrod the Arthur.
Okay. Anyway, man, like I said, thanks for listen, you got any what is your latest book? What is your latest book? Because I've been following on social media, and I've seen you talk about being on some radio shows, TV shows. You're trying to get some media coverage out there. What is your latest book?
Beating the Odds, the one that came out Tuesday. That's the recent one.
What's the title again?
Beating the Odds.
Okay. All right, man. Anyway, you know, thanks for coming in. I got some more callers that are calling in. But, yo, check out Sherrod Tunstall and his latest book. I guess it's on Amazon. Follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So, Sherrod, thanks for calling in, man. Good luck and God bless you with all your future endeavors, my brother.
You too. You take care now.
All right. All right, we got somebody calling in from 914-236. I ain't going to say your whole number. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Anquetta Mackey. How are you? Calling from Spring Valley, New York.
Hey, Ann, what's up? Listen, I see you texted me trying to get in. What happened was the original flyer that I put out, I had the wrong calling number. So I'm hoping people who can't call in, you know, go to my Facebook page and check out the flyer. And the new number is up there. That number is 917-889-2866. That's 917-889-2866. WBMG Radio. Spotlight with DJ Gaffney. Now, Ann, I know who you are. I know you're from. Tell the listeners, you know, a little bit about what it is that you do and some upcoming events that people in your area can participate in.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Jeff, for inviting me on the show just to kind of speak about a little bit about what's going on in my community. Well, first of all, this weekend we're having our annual Spring Valley Day event where, you know, we will showcase a lot of young and upcoming talent within the community, local talent. There'll be a lot of vendors out there. We have activities for the children. There will be a basketball clinic that will be going on starting at 9 a.m. All of this is free to the community. It's really a way for us to end out the summer and usher in a new school year on a positive note. Me, myself, I am working with the Center for Safety and Change. I am a domestic violence, human trafficking, sexual assault advocate, and we work very hard to bring awareness to domestic violence to kind of end it and make sure that everybody realizes that it's real, it happens. Women lose their lives to this every day, and I'm very passionate about what I do in the community.
Okay. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yes, I am.
You're real passionate. I heard you say you're real passionate in the community. You might have heard my background music coming on, but you can step. Now, you said there's a Spring Valley Day celebration going on in Spring Valley, New York. That's my hometown as well. We'll be by this in Rockland County, exit 14 up the New York State Thruway. Who else is going to be there? You got any organizations? I know you told me you had vendors, you had entertainment. There's food, you know, and a lot of people are going to be there reaching out to the community and letting the community know what's happening. So what are some of the other things that's going to take place at that event?
In regards to Spring Valley Day? Well, in Spring Valley Day, we have a multitude of vendors that's coming out. We have a sister who's coming out of Staten Island who does her own natural products. She's phenomenal. It's called Rocka Natural. I've used her products, and they are awesome. We also have a local vendor, Nicole Strout. She does natural candles, natural scented candles. She'll be there. We have the Spring Valley Collaborative, which is a resource-based organization that will be there, basically kind of letting people know who all is around locally to provide services on a different platform to the community. We have the Center for Safety and Change will definitely be there providing information, small trinkets and giveaway to the community. We also have some food vendors that will be there. We have talent. We have Motherland Rhythm, who Arthur Lord, who is also another community person, is the founder and organizer of. He's also the program assistant director at the Martin Luther King Center. So they will be there performing. We have Sherry Scott, Inspirational Dancers, who will be there performing. These young ladies and gentlemen are phenomenal. They perform countless times at the McDonald Gospel Fest, so they'll be there performing. We also have Jamcar Still Band. They're also another phenomenal group that'll be there. We have the young lady out of Spring Valley who is a DJ who will be doing some, you know, DJing on the scene. Her last name is a Gibson. I can't remember her last name. Her full name, DJ Gibson or something. She'll be there providing some music for her.
Wow. Hello? That's fantastic, man. No, I'm still here. That's fantastic. I'm really excited about the event. You talked to me earlier about it. I wish I would have been in New York at the time. I definitely would have participated. I could have came there, you know, with Bucks, DJ Gatsby's Book Club, as well as WBMG Clubs, and possibly helped out with the entertainment in some way.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe next year. Listen, we'll see. God willing.
Yep.
Now, you had contacted me a couple of years ago about reaching out to authors or public speakers or anybody that I knew that would be looking to speak to some of the young women that you work with. Tell me a little bit about that opportunity and possibly someone who's listening can contact you and take advantage of that offer. But you were asking me about someone to come in and speak to the women. So tell me a little bit about that opportunity.
Okay. When I had initially reached out to you, and this is still something that is still very much in the forefront that can happen, I was looking for someone to come in and who has a story that has moved far along in their healing process to talk with survivors who have gone through a situation of either domestic violence, sexual trauma, or even a trafficking victim, to kind of like help women who are still in the midst of their healing cycle to begin to heal so they can understand what that process looks like. I have created and I run currently a healing and empowerment circle through a confidential location in the community. And it's for women of color, and specifically I say women of color because we need to create a space where we can unapologetically begin to heal. Our pain looks a little differently than our counter sisters' pain, so we wanted to be able to create an atmosphere where women can tell their truth and not have to worry about holding up somebody else whose pain doesn't look like theirs. And so through that platform, I have wanted to have someone who has moved far along in their healing to be able to share their experience and what healing has looked like for them. I was successful in doing a healing breakfast for women of color back in May that the Center for Safety and Change helped to sponsor, and it was a phenomenal event. I am looking to do another one possibly early next year. No definite date has been set, but I have been asked to do another one. And approximately 53 women came together and, you know, we basically talked about what our pain looked like. Our keynote speaker was Gwen Wright, who is the executive director for the Coalition to End Domestic Violence in Albany. And it was a phenomenal event, a phenomenal turnout. And that's what we want to do. We want to talk about how to get beyond our pain, how we can truly start to heal authentically and not just kind of cover it up. Because so much of the reason that we stay where we are is because we don't really look at where the pain actually is coming from. We just surface it. And I want us to get beyond that.
Wow, that's a very, very powerful organization that you're working with. I mean, domestic violence affects men and women, children as well. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to get anybody to come down and speak, you know, to those women. But that opportunity still stands there. So if anybody who's listening, any of the authors that I know, actually I knew a few in the Rockland County area or others that in the tri-state that would really be interested in participating in something like that. I got somebody else who called in. let's see who this is and give them a shout out.
Okay, Jeff, thank you so much for the opportunity to bring awareness to the center as well as domestic violence in our community. And everybody
come
up.
I want to get some contact information for you. All right, call from 914 area code. You're on WBG Radio with DJ Gatsby. What's your name?
Yes, Mr. Gatsby. This is author Athena Dent. How are you?
Oh, my friend Athena Dent from Yonkers. How are you, my sister?
I'm great. I'm actually outside. I looked at the time. I'm just coming back with my son shopping. So I say, you know what? I kept my promise and I gave my word. So how art thou? And how is the radio listening audience doing?
Everybody's fine. You know, I got people listening. A lot of people are just listening. A lot of the authors and the other people that I invited to the show are really busy. It's a Friday, even though it's a holiday. A lot of people are busy getting ready for the Labor Day weekend. So, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time out to call in.
Absolutely.
For everybody who don't know, Athena Dent is a good friend of mine. She's from Yonkers, New York. She's author of numerous books. I think Silk, One of a Kind Love, Virtue Cocoon, Francesca's Journey. It goes on and on. But for the people that are listening who don't know, give them a little background on what you do and some of the books that you've written.
Sure. So good evening, everybody. I met Jeff about 4 years ago. I was out doing a festival here in downtown Yonkers, and it was just great meeting him, very supportive. I've been writing for 30 years. I started when I was 14 years old writing poetry. That transition into screenwriting and then into writing novels. I've been an author for the past 8 years, and I write various genres. I write literary fiction, children's book. I have my young adult education book, which is Francesca's Journey. And hopefully I'll be publishing my poetry book. It should be out next month. It's going to be called The Beginning. I truly enjoy what I do. Because I'm able to use my books to help people in various ways, whether they're healing through a life-challenging situation or to educate the youth, and also to inspire people just to move on with their lives from day to day.
Yeah, I've been a fan of yours since you said we met at the Juneteenth celebration in White Plains on Court Street. I get it was a few years ago.
Yes.
That I got you on camera. I took some pictures and basically have supported you with every book that you've released since then. My favorite being Silk, One of a Kind of Love, Emergency Cocoons, and the rest of them are very, very good books. Now you were nominated for a very, very prestigious award this year. Tell us a little bit about that nomination, the organization. And what that nomination meant to you.
Okay, so this year would have been my seventh year being involved with the Harlem Book Festival. This year is actually their 19th year. So, you know, this year I decided I wasn't going to be a vendor this year. I decided to enter two of my books into their literary awards contest. And I entered Francesca's Journey, and I entered Emerging Cocoon. Emerging Cocoon is actually a sequel to Silk. It's about five generational women who are best friends, but each woman is going through her own life-challenging situation. And so a couple of months later, actually, it was about the end of June, I got an email informing me that the book was selected as a finalist for the 2017 Phyllis Wheatley Book Awards. I felt very, very honored. You know, I had already read the history about Phyllis Wheatley. She was born into slavery. She eventually became a freed woman. And at that particular time in her life, she wrote poetry. She was fortunate enough to publish two of her poetry books, but she died at a very young age. She was only 30. I believe she was 34 when she passed away. So you know, back then, I can only imagine, you know, how challenging it must have been for her. Just being able, just to be able to just even do the two books that she did, but just actually just living in that time frame and compared to now, it's, to, for me, it's a piece of cake. It's nothing compared to what she had to go through. So I was very humbled, very, very humbled, because, you know, I take my work very, very seriously. I put my heart and soul in everything that I write. And I, you know, I'm always encouraging other authors. I meet a lot of other authors. I give them advice. I actually give out a pamphlet that I develop for free. It's just to help them, you know, the ins and outs of writing, you know, and just allow them to finish their work. So, you know, it was truly an honor. You know, I want to thank Max Rodriguez, who is the CEO of the Harlem Book Festival, you know, for honoring me and my book.
Yeah, kudos to Max and everybody that affiliated with the Harlem Book Fair. It's one of the most prestigious African-American book festivals in the country, some say in the world. A lot of great authors come through there. That Phyllis Wheatley Award is very prestigious. I've known a couple of authors, including you. I think Elvin Nelson Hayes, who's a filmmaker and an author out in from Oakland, California, had her book, The Unnamed, nominated for the Phyllis Wheatley Award. Very, very prestigious award. And, you know, my hat goes off to you for your dedication to your work and your craft. And also, you know, sharing your gift with other people, because a lot of people, you know, have untapped talent. They just don't have the education or the information on how to take advantage, you know, of that talent. So once again, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio, the Spotlight with your host, DJ Gatsby. Wonderful, wonderful show, man. We had Sherrod Tinsel call in, Ann Mackey calling in, and now we got Athena Dent in the building. Now, Athena, one second. Now, Ann, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm still here. Oh.
All right. Yeah, Athena, please don't hang up. Ann, before we go, I want to talk to you a little bit about how people can get in touch with you and help with this organization that fights domestic violence and abuse to women of color. So can you just give us some information on how to contact that organization and you, you know, to learn more about that?
Absolutely. I want to clarify one thing. We do service all victims, not just women of color. We service all women. We service children, and we do service men. We do realize that men are victims, although they are not reported and we don't have, you know, good statistics on them. We do recognize and all that they are victims as well. So I do want to clarify that. I myself has made it a personal mission to really focus on women of color, because for me, our healing looks different. Being a survivor myself, I understand that greatly. In terms of services, because we offer a plethora of services through the Center for Safety and Change, we can be contacted at 845-634-3391. If anybody personally wants to speak with me or is interested in coming to the Healing Circle, they can just ask for me, Ann Quetta Mackey, and I can provide them with that information. If anyone is in crisis and they want to speak to anyone at any time of the day or night, we do have a 24-hour hotline, which is 845-634-3344. All of our services are confidential and free.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I got that out before you left. And anyway, Ann, to add Athena Dent, she's from New York, she's the worship. She's one of the ladies that I was going to speak to you about as an author to possibly work with you and come and speak to your organization. So, Ann, say hi to Athena, and
Ann, how are you? It's a pleasure talking to you and just listening to you, and I'm so happy that, and I always say nothing is a coincidence, because I think Silk would be a fantastic book to donate to your organization. There's actually one of the characters in there. She's actually goes through domestic violence, and, you know, Mr. Gatsby can tell you, and I've had so many people come up to me and just tell me how great the story was and how even they could relate to it. So, Mr. Gatsby, if you can give her my information,
okay.
Or what? Well, because I don't want to do that over the ear. So, please do. Or you can just text me her information. That would be great.
Yep. Either way, we definitely need to link up, sister. I really enjoy listening to what you just said on the line, and I think that there's room for us to do some good stuff with our sisters in the community because we need healing. We need some authentic healing.
Absolutely. We definitely do. We definitely do. And, you know, one of the things I just wanted to mention real quick, there's another organization. It's actually spreading around the United States. It's called My Brother's Keeper. And what they're doing, yes, they're incorporating this program into high schools all over the country, and they actually are doing that here in Yonkers. And I met the coordinator. His name is Greg Joyner, and his sister is actually the principal of one of the high schools out here, Gordon High School. And I introduced Francesca's Journey, which is my young adult education book, and he's currently reviewing it, but he already liked it, and I'm just praying, you know, for a thumbs up that he said, Miss Dent, if I think it's what it should be, I'm definitely incorporating it into the program. So I really just look forward to using my book to do God's work. I really do. You know, a lot of us are still ill and hard.
Yes,
a lot of
yes.
us are still growing. We're still evolving. But
yes.
I think just most of all, a lot of us just need a lot of love. We need a lot of love and support amongst each other.
And
you know, go ahead. Go ahead, Ann.
No, I just said a no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I was just
no,
chiming
that
in.
Too. Absolutely. No judgment. You want to be able to listen to what somebody has to hear and say, okay, what can we do to allow you to move on to the next step? And that's it.
Absolutely.
To me,
okay.
that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
right.
I can't thank you enough this opportunity. I can't thank you even more so for connecting me with this sister right here, and you'll make sure that we get connected some kind of way. I love you, my brother, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
And it was a pleasure talking to you.
You as well, Ifina. You as well.
All right. Take care and stay blessed.
Stay blessed.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to exchange that information for you guys, and you gave your number out, but that was for the office, I guess, but I'm going to definitely exchange information for you and Athena, so you guys
yes.
can connect after the show. So
okay, that'll be great.
We just had my man. Okay, we got my man Hakeem Stokes called in. I guess you didn't think I was going to pick up. I said I'm going to rock my two alarm, my brother Hakeem. Are you there, my brother?
Okay, guys, go ahead. We can.
Hakeem, you just texted me, said you were trying to get in. I got you on the line, and your mic is open. Anyway, once again, DJ Gatsby, Who's Who on African American Lit Block Talk Radio Show, is one of my shows. That show is also going to be coming back. I believe that show is on Wednesday night. But right now, it's WBMG Radio with The Spotlight. And The Spotlight has featured wait a minute. Hakeem. Brother, I can't.
Peace and blessings.
I got you on twice.
Peace and blessings, brother. How you doing, DJ Gatsby?
All right. So I'm going to rock my two alarm, my brother. Thank you for being patient and diligent and getting through.
Danny, come here.
No
back
problem,
up. Back it up. Back it up.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I'm glad you're back on the airwaves, man. I'm glad you're back on the airwaves. It's a pleasure hearing you, you know, making sure everybody knows that you're still alive and well and amongst us all and making it happen and just doing what you do. You know, we've been anxiously awaiting DJ Gatsby to get back on the wheels of steel and Jeff Gatsby to get back on the air and show them how it's done. Show them how it's properly done, how you're supposed to do it. So we definitely looking forward to you having a lasting career.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Like I said, it was short notice to do the show today, Labor Day weekend. But you know, a couple of people just kind of reached out to me and said, "Hey, man, why wait? You know, let's get back in the game, and you know, start bringing
right.
brothers and sisters together. You know, with like minds and spirits to work together, because we're much more than just authors or radio show hosts or whatever it is that everybody does, man. Real quickly,
indeed.
Hakeem, tell people who you are, man, and what it is that you do.
Okay, my name is Hakeem Stokes. I am an
You still there? It looks like we disconnected with Hakeem. I'm off my show. We're still on the air. What we got here? Anyway, DJ Gatsby, spotlight a load out to my guest, Hakeem. Thanks again for coming on to the team. Don't forget, you can catch the spotlight at WBNG Radio with DJ Gatsby every Friday, 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Music, sports, and entertainment. And first of all, authors are going to be my guests. Hakeem, if you're back online, brother, we're still waiting on you. But don't forget to call Ann Barham-Mackey. She gave us some information about this organization that helps women suffering from domestic violence. Also, Athena Dent. Now, Athena, who's still on the line? Is it Athena or Ann?
Yes, I'm still here, Jeff. Athena's still on the line.
Well, Athena, yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yes.
I came out, so you got disconnected. But Athena, I wanted you to let people know where they can follow you on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, and social media, and also get your books at.
Okay, everybody, so you can follow me on Facebook, and I also finally set up my website, which is also linked on to my Facebook page, and it's on wix.com, and it basically has all of my books on there, and you can also get my current books, Francesca's Journey and Emerging Cocoon, on booklocker.com or barnesandnobles.com. But what I also wanted to mention is that I will be re-releasing Silk and One of a Kind Love with a new publisher. So it's going to have a new look. Same story, but a new look. And I look forward. I really look forward to doing that in the next month or so.
All right, Athena, thanks so much. I think I got my brother Hakeem Stokes back on the line. Hakeem, are you with us this time, man?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the communication. They're trying to get us, brother. Don't let them get us, brother. It's like a nation of millions to hold us back, brother.
Well, Hakeem, I hope you heard Athena Dent. She's an author from New York, good friend of mine, fantastic books. Athena, that's Hakeem Stokes. He's going to be back on the show September 22nd.
Hi, Hakeem. Yeah. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Peace and blessings. I'm well. I'm well, sister. I hope this message finds you in great standings.
Oh, it definitely does. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. But what I was saying was
I'm an
author poet from South Philadelphia. My name is Hakeem Stokes, and I have 6 books of heart out, 2 novels, and I have 3 books of poetry, and I also have a project that I did. I interviewed 12 men between the ages of 21 and 71 on the experience growing up without a father in the household and how they fared in spite of it. And my contact info is www.asophilabooks.com, where you can find me on the social media outlets. Facebook is under Hakeem Stokes, and all others, Twitter, Instagram, and everything else is under Asophile Books. Thank you very much, brother DJ Gatsby, Jeff Gatsby. I appreciate the opportunity. You're a wonderful brother, and we're definitely looking forward to you definitely walking through with the torch and lighting the path for the rest of us brothers and sisters.
Man, I'm a huge fan of African-American literature, literacy, education in the black community. I think authors, writers, poets, and spoken word artists are the most brilliant people on the planet. They're the ones that are going to share that wisdom and knowledge to help, you know, these brothers and sisters that are out here that are lost, you know, with the music, the television, and the movies. They're lost, a lot of them. Anyway, man, you're going to be back on the air exclusive show just for you on September 22nd. So everybody that's listening, you don't forget, Hakeem will be back Friday, September 22nd, exclusive interview with your truly. And Hakeem, at that time, man, we'll get a little bit more in-depth about the type of books you write, how long you've been in the game, a little bit about your history as well. But I want to talk to you about this Gentlemen of Literature event that you got coming up. I believe it's in November. Tell us a bit about this Bill of Books event called Gentlemen of Literature. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Jeff. What's happening is Asafale Books presents the Gentlemen of Literature. I'm from South Philadelphia, Northern Exposure, so that's what I'm trying to get these other three brothers, Jay Summers. Well, they're also authors. Jay Summers, author DJ, and Justin Q. Young, Jr. They're all authors from the Southern region, so I'm just exposing them to the North. And it's not their first exposure, but it's an exclusive exposure, whereas though they've done book festivals, but this time it's just like a mass book signing where it would just be the four of us doing Q&A, reading our bios and synopsises, and just trying to get more intimate with our audience.
Okay.
So, you know, all of us will be live and in living color, and we'll be close enough to you to reach out and hug, so... But it's definitely going to be an entertaining event. And that's November the 11th, Philadelphia, PA, Alany Avenue. So if anybody's in the region, please come through November the 11th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., 800 Alany Avenue. That's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I got that address. There's Majestic Hall, 800 West Alany Avenue, 2 to 6. Check the bell on eventbrite.com. Also, sophillabooks.gmail.com, mission $25. Yo, man, congratulations on the success. You know, we're going to chop it up again when we get more time. I'm really running over right now, but I really want to say to everybody that called in, other listeners that I didn't get a chance to get on the air, you know, follow me at DJ Gatsby on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit my website, Who's Who in African American Literature.com, to find out more about these authors as well as other African American authors. Check out my TV show, The Talk Show with DJ Gatsby. It's youtube.com/DJ Gatsby. You'll see my television interviews with a lot of New York Times best-selling authors, as well as a few you may not have heard of. I want to give a big shout-out to Sonia Alexander, Hakeem Stokes, who called in, Phil Vogel, Tony Earl, Con Campbell, Athena Dent, Joy Lyon, James Gordon, Elvin Elton Hayes, Madonna Marie, Jelani Jefferson, Quanta Moore, and Mackie Shore-Tunstall, and D-Max the Barber. My brother, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk again. Hakeem's going to be on the show September 22nd. I'll be promoting that show as well. Athena, you know, it's all love with you, my sister. We New Yorkers, we understand this business. We understand this game, as well as people all around the country. I love it when I get a chance to, you know, communicate and introduce people, you know, to each other, you know, because we got a lot in common, and we grow, you know, by sharing what we got with other people. So, Athena, you know, it's all love, my sister. I got to get you back on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you hear me, Jeff?
I hear you fine. Yeah, you Athena was a guest before. You know, me and I go way back, I think. So,
Jeff, I just want to say you're such a dynamic collaborator. You're really just an awesome person. You have a beautiful spirit. And I really just appreciate you being who you are. And you just continue to fly high. And, you know, I continue to just share my upcoming work with you and with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just happy to be alive. Just happy to be alive and me in it to win it.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys called in, man. You know, because once you're out of the game or you're out of the spotlight for a minute, people get you who you are. You know, what you've done, what you're doing for me lately. And when I announced I was back with the radio show, you know, everybody just showed me a lot of love, man. You guys called in, people's inbox, they got that can't make it, man. But, you know, congratulations. You know, we'll talk. I'll be listening. And I just appreciate the love, man. You know, really.
No doubt. You deserve it, brother. You're very deserving. And we got to get you sweet Franchise on your show. We got to get that sister on your show as well. She's doing a lot of dynamic things in the tri-state, Philadelphia, Delaware, and Jersey.
Yeah.
And she's a very dynamic sister, Sweet Franchise. I'll be talking
to anybody,
you.
Yeah, anybody, man, that I don't know, you know, that's interested in being a part of what I do, you know, the promotions, the marketing, what I do and everything, just let me know, man, you know. I'm trying to meet everybody in the business, man. You know, everybody, man, that touches black people and has the ability to change lives and enlighten, you know, that's the people I'm trying to reach out to, man. We just need a platform, we need a spotlight, and every little bit helps, you know. Every little bit helps, man.
Can I just mention
one more thing real quick, because I just remember.
Sure.
I'm going to be a part of a fundraiser. It's called Global Technology Meets Fashion. It's taking place on September 23rd and in Brooklyn on Atlantic Avenue. The sponsor of it is Linda Ford. She's a fashion icon. Her fashion name is Coco China. So we're raising money for the Global Danny. We are raising money for the Global Technology Training Center in Brooklyn. So I'm going to be one of the vendors there. It's going to be a great, great collaboration. And, you know, anybody who's in Brooklyn, New York that day is going to be from 2 to 6 p.m. So if you can come out, we're going to have other designers. There's going to have 8 different designers showing their wares. And, you know, it's going to be great.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm everywhere I need to be. I'm just not everywhere I want to be, but I would definitely try to get to New York and see that, as well as down to Philly, man. You know, I used to go to Philly back in the day, man, hang out there, play ball and stuff down there, man. But that, you know, that's a story for another day. But Hakeem, I definitely want to get to know you. Hopefully, meet you one day, man. Read some of your work, and just support you, man, for the good work that you're doing. You know, with your company, man. Real talk. Seriously.
No, I'm doing a lot. I appreciate that, man. You come down, it'll be two tickets waiting for you at the door, brother. You hear me stutter, but I'm just hold me to it. It's all good. I'm stuttering not because I'm lying, though.
whenever I get free tickets to an event, man, I make a donation, you know, because I understand the dynamics and the finances that go into place, you know, so I get it. I gotta shut it down, man. Athena, I love you. Hakeem will be.
I love you too, Jeff. Always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Once again, it's WBMG Radio with DJ Cassie. This is the Spotlight Radio Show. My guest and Mackie, Athena Zen, as well as Hakeem Stokes. Peace. God bless everybody. Don't forget to listen to me every Friday, 6:30 p.m. You can check out this show at www.blogtalkradio.com/thespotlight. Peace. God bless everybody. Be safe. My prayers go out to everybody in Houston. And
enjoy
your Labor Day.
All right. Take care. Peace and blessings, everyone. Yes.